Blog Talk Radio.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finances. Came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will win. Oh, you will win. Yes, you will. Oh, you will win. I wanna let you know today that you will win. Hey,
Amen. Good morning. God bless you. Excuse this voice. This is Monday, three service voice. Amen. I thank God for you. I'm blessing God for you. Amen. I'm sorry. Thank God for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. He is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. We thank God for another Monday that he has blessed us with, and he given to us, he has given to me. It's my winning season. I can't even speak for you. I'm praying that it's your winning season, but I don't know what season you're coming out of. But I thank God that song just speaks to me and speaks to where I am. Amen. That's what I'm declaring. It's my winning season. Amen. I woke up with this song in my heart. It's I can't even think of Judy McAllister. That's it. I'm trying to think of her name. Judy McAllister. And it's the song, I Have No Reason to Fear. The Lord is My Light. So I don't even know the name of the song, but those are the words that I remember. And I woke up this morning hearing that song in my spirit. I have no reason to fear. I have no reason to fear. The Lord is my light. Amen. And so I just want to pass that to you. You have no reason to fear, no reason to be concerned, worried, intimidated. You have no reason. The Lord is your light. The Lord has got you. The Lord is taking care of you. The Lord is on your side. So I want you to step into that winning season because there's no reason to fear. No reason. The enemy might try to give you some reasons. He might try to convince you of those reasons. We've all been there. But at the end of the day, the truth of the matter is, if the Lord is your light, and you're in a dark place, then you have no reason to fear, because that light, his light, will never be outshone by darkness. His light will never be overtaken by darkness. So you really have no reason to fear, because when the Lord shows up into your dark place, nothing can remain dark. It lights up. There is nothing dark left. The Bible says that in him is light, and the darkness could not comprehend it, which means that when God's light comes forward, darkness literally just says, what is that? Now, you know, when you turn on a light in your room or in a house or anywhere, the light shines. And when light shines, darkness disappears. But darkness disappears to the realm where the light ends. So you can still have a dark area in a room if there's not enough light shining in that particular area. But when the light of God comes, there is no more dark spots. There is no place where the light doesn't infiltrate. There is no place where the light does not take over. So when God's light, it comes into your life, when God turns on the light in your season, turns on the light in what you're going through, there is no place for darkness to be. So therefore, the darkness could not comprehend it. The darkness has got to leave completely and totally. And so I'm telling you, you have no reason to fear because the Lord is your light. He's your light and he's your salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, guess what they did? They stumbled and they fell. Didn't mean they didn't try. That means if they stumbled, it's because they were walking toward me. If they fell, it's because they were getting somewhere near, somewhere close to me. The Lord said, no, no, no. When they come into your presence, when God shows up in your situation, they stumble and they fall. For a host shall rise up against me, and this will I be confident. No matter what's going on, my confidence is in the fact that the Lord is my light and my salvation. My confidence is in the fact that the Lord is on my side. The Lord is with me. The Lord is taking care of me. And so wherever you find yourself on this Monday morning, I pray that you're able to say, I have no reason to fear. The Lord is my light. He's my light. He's my light. He's your light. So when you're going through, when you feel like quitting and giving up, stand firm. The Lord is my light, not my money, not my education, not my friends, not my relationships. That's not what's going to change the situation. I'm not afraid because the Lord is my light. And if he's my light, that means there is no darkness whatsoever. So I win. The minute God, I win. He shows up, I win. It's over. It's done. Nowhere for the enemy to hide. So thank God for winning. Amen. Thank God for winning. Amen. You're winning. Keep winning. Don't stop winning. Don't even change the fact that you're winning. Don't indulge. Don't indulge the idea of not winning. That's all that's on your mind. Win. That's all I'm doing is winning. Even when it looks like I'm losing, God's going to make a way, turn it around, fix it, open the door where I win. I'm not worried no more. I'm not crying no more. I'm not in turmoil anymore. Why? Because I'm winning. Even when I'm down, I'm winning. Because the enemy thinks he's got me down for defeat. No, he can't defeat me. So God's got me. I'm down as I get a strategy to get up. Because you can't keep me down. The enemy can't keep you down. That's why the enemy hates you so much. That's why he doesn't like you. That's why he fights you. Because nothing he has done has worked. The more he fights you, the more you win. The more he turns things against you, you still wind up winning. So the enemy is just angry. But tell him just go on, keep being angry. Because I'm just going to win. I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to keep growing. I'm going to keep going to the next level. I'm going to keep doing what the Lord has called me and told me to do. I'm going to keep following the Lord. I'm going to keep trusting God, even when I can't trace him. And so it doesn't matter which way you do it. As long as I am following the Lord, I cannot be defeat it. I cannot defeat it. Amen. And bless the Lord. Amen. Well, yesterday we had such a wonderful time of teaching at our services. I was so excited to teach through the vision of our church and see and just show you how it's working and what it is that God is calling us, Hope City, to do, what He's anointed us to do, and how He wants us to function in what He's called us to do, and just He wants us to be single-minded. We've got to develop disciples, and then we've got to give those developed disciples something to do so they can develop more disciples, and then we've got to give all the developed disciples the opportunity to go out and change the world. And change the world. That's what we're believing God for. A changed world, a changed community, a changed people, change children, change young people, change husbands, change wives, change women and men, change young adults. We're looking for change, not just that. We're looking for young adults and people who are developed for the purpose of changing their world. Anything that we throw ourselves at, we're going to see it change. Anything that we put ourselves into, we're going to see it change. We're going to see it grow and develop and become what God has called it to be. And so we are developing disciples that develop disciples to change the world. That's what God has called us to do. Develop disciples that develop disciples, change the world. God wants to use you to change the world. He wants to develop you, which is to cause to grow, to mature, and to advance. You'll know you're developed when you begin to mature, when you begin to grow, and then we are able to use you in positions that advance you. You're able to do things where you're like, I didn't know I could be able to do that. I had never expected to see myself doing this in church or in the house of the Lord or in the kingdom. And that's when you know that you are being developed. You're being developed, amen, so that you can utilize that which God has anointed you for. You can utilize it. You can grow in it. You can develop in it. You can become who God has called you to be. Amen. You can become who God has called you to be. So you just keep focusing on what God is saying to you, the direction God is leading you, and the fact that He's connected you to a church that develops disciples. You want to develop people. That's really what we want to do. And so if you want to be developed or you want to help develop people, you're in the right place. You're in the right place. Amen, amen. So let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your grace, your mercy. Thank you, God, that we have no reason to fear. We recognize that you are our light, you are our life, you are our salvation. So we have no reason to fear. I pray in the name of the Lord that you would bless your people, open doors for you, speak life to your people, speak life into us so that we can become all that you have called us to be. Lord God, at Hope City, we want you to continue to give us the strength, wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, the grace, the power to develop disciples that develop disciples for the purpose of changing the world. We know that you want to see a changed world. We know that the world we're in desperately needs you. And God, we believe that you've anointed us. You haven't just sent us. You've anointed us to change the world. And Lord, that's what we want to do. We're going to change the world wherever you throw us. Wherever you throw us, going to see it change, because we are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. We are not behind. We are not in the darkness. We are not sitting in the corner. We are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. The salt, the earth is looking to be seasoned, and you have decided to use us to season the world around us. And so, God, we ask for wisdom, guidance, direction. We ask for grace and mercy. We ask for the resources that we need. And God, as we leave and go into the world today, I pray, Lord, that you would open the doors for your people, that you continue to bless them, continue to make a way for them, continue to shine your light upon them, give them peace, and God, allow them to become and do all that you've called them to become and to do. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Don't forget, this Wednesday, we're back for a recharge. Amen. We're dealing with the doctrines of our faith. Make sure you are there. Amen. You're going to be blessed. We love you. With the love of the Lord. Bye.